Archbishop Beach's A Word from the Lord today contrasts Steve Jobs and Jesus' reflections on death and life.
Steve Jobs was the CEO of Apple and the inventor of the Apple iPad, and iPod, and iPhone, all those great things. He died as a billionaire. And I have no idea if he died in Christ or as a believer. But here are some of his last thoughts and words from his sickbed. And although it sounds pretty tragic, he has some good words for us to ponder. He writes, "I reached the pinnacle of success in the business world. In others' eyes, my life is the epitome of success. However, aside from work, I have little joy. In the end, wealth is only a fact of life that I'm accustomed to. At this moment, lying sick in bed and recalling my life, I realize that all the recognition and my wealth has paled and become meaningless in the face of my impending death. You can employ someone to drive the car for you and make money for you, but you cannot have someone bear a sickness for you. Material things lost can be found, but there is one thing that can never be found when it is lost: health and life itself. When a person goes into the operating room, they realize that there's one book yet to finish reading, the book of a healthy life. At whatever stage in life we are right now, we will in time face the day when the curtain comes down. Treasure love for your family, love for your spouse, love for your friends. Treat yourself well, but cherish others." And he says something here which I think all us modern Americans need to hear. "As we grow older and wiser, we realize that wearing a $300 or $30 watch both tell the time. Whether we carry a $300 or $30 wallet or handbag, the amount of money inside is the same. Whether we drink a bottle of $300 wine or $30 wine, the hangover is the same. And whether the house we live in is 3,000 or 30,000 square feet, loneliness is the same. Whether we fly in first class or economy class, if the plane goes down, we go down with it." Death. 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 It's all around us. But Jesus Christ offers another way. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he die, yet he shall live."
For more information from A Word from the Lord, visit awftl.org.